And Adam, good morning to you. Huey Bowman, he's set to fly the Aussie flag in the International Jockeys Challenge in Hong Kong tonight.
Yeah, morning, Berkey. Big night at Happy Valley tonight with the International Jockeys Challenge in Hong Kong. Huey Bowman's going to represent Australia. Of course, he's the defending champion. He won the IJC last year, and he's drawn pretty well with some of his mounts, to be perfectly honest. I think the Hong Kong Jockey Club sort of framed a market for the race, and he's a second favourite at $6 behind Ryan Moore at $4.75. And Joe Marrera at $6.50. Obviously, Huey's been in pretty good form of late. He won the Japan Cup on Cheval Grand a couple of weeks ago. He's ducked across to Hong Kong to have a crack at defending his title in the International Jockeys Challenge. And I reckon if there's one race meeting you have withdrawals from, if you don't attend, it's probably this one at Happy Valley, TK. Fantastic night. If you can't find a bit of fun on track there at Happy Valley, you're not trying hard enough.
Jeez, it's a good night. I tell you what's not so good. The 1:30 a.m. wake-up call to come on and do the program the next day.
You'd just stay awake, wouldn't you?
Well, you don't leave the valley till about 11:30 midnight.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and then you're up to do the program. You know, there's about 85,000 Aussie dollars, Adam, if you win this little Mickey Mouse series for one night.
It's very lucrative.
I'll double check how much, but I reckon it's significant money. Mm.
It shows you what they do for promotion over there in Hong Kong because, to be perfectly honest, some of the horses that are racing on track at Happy Valley tonight, the quality of horse flesh is not that great.
No.
The fact that they can bring all these jockeys around the world to compete in these series is an enormous promotion for the sport, and it's very lucrative for the riders as well. So it's no wonder they're keen to fly in from all corners of the world to compete.
Yep.
Now, Adam, we also spoke to Dave Stanley yesterday about the Kingston Town Classic. Black Heart Bart draws Barrier 1.
Yeah, if he didn't have a stranglehold on the race going into the barrier draw, Berkey, he's obviously strengthened that grip a little bit after the barrier draw last night. He's not with Barrier 1. He's $3.30 favourite with tab.com.au. It somewhat didn't fare too well. He's drawn pretty wide out in the track there in Barrier 11, so he's drifted slightly in the railway stakes and a great shot down in Barrier 12 as well. Tom Melbourne, our old mate, drawn Barrier 7, but from the barrier draw, and obviously there's a bit of water to go under the bridge yet, I think Blackheart Bart's grip on this race is only firming by the day. I think it can be extremely hard to beat from Barrier 1 there on Saturday.
Stewards wrap up their inquiry into that terrible fall. Darren Jones lost his life at Warrialda.
Yeah, TK, this has been going on for a while, obviously. I think such a tragic event, Darren Jones losing his life earlier in April this year at a fall at Warrialda, and they've taken their time to get through the inquiry, and they heard evidence from a number of riders yesterday. Virtually 6 or 7 riders were involved in the race and have wrapped up their inquiry now and basically come to the conclusion the fall was just of no fault of any other rider. It was just a terrible, terrible racing incident. So, they've wrapped up that inquiry and will hopefully be able to, those jockeys be able to clear their minds and continue their careers down the track.
Yeah, incredibly sad. Now, what about some tips for today, please, good sir? Let's line the pockets.
Warwick Farm today, but got a bit of a wet track. My best bet's going to be race 4, number 1, Lake Lugano. She's a pretty handy country mare. She hasn't won in town before. She's ran some pretty nice races in the midweek, so I thought her trial was really good leading into this. And I don't think she meets an overly strong field here, so happy to go with her. And my best value is in the last race. Race 7, number 6, Go Benny. Now, he's probably more noted as a stay. I don't think he's won over less than 2,000 metres in his career, but his two trials this time in have been really, really sharp. He's looked fresh. He's looked ready to go. The blinkers have been on. He's around a $16 with tab.com.au. I know he's probably getting better over further, but having said that, he looked good to me at the trials. I'm happy to play him with a throw at the stumps at the big price.
Okay, so that's best bet, race 4, number 1, Lake Lugano, and then value bet, race 7, number 6, Go Benny.
Go Benny.
That's courtesy of Wayne Bennett, who's yet to decide whether he's going to keep coaching England or not. Good on you, Adam.
Go Benny.
Thanks, boys.